This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged citizens to dedicate themselves sincerely in 9 areas of development to make Viksit Bharat a reality. Mr. Modi was speaking at the inauguration of Guru Bhairavakya Mandir in Adi Chunchanagiri Mutt near Mandya in Karnataka today. The 9 areas that the Prime Minister asked the citizens to join hands with include water conservation and management, planting of trees under Ek Ped Maake Naam program, maintaining cleanliness. He also pushed for Swadeshi and self-reliance, called upon people to promote domestic tourism and appealed to the farmers to move towards natural farming.
मेरा आग्रह किसानों से है कि वे केमिकल फ्री प्राकृतिक खेती की ओर बढ़े युवा पीढ़ी मिलेट्स को अपने भोजन में शामिल करें हमारे देश में ओबेसिटी एक बड़ी चुनौती बन रही है इससे निपटने के लिए भोजन में तेल की मात्रा 10% कम करने का भी प्रयास करें
BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary took oath as the new Chief Minister of Bihar today. The oath of office and secrecy was administered by Governor Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnain at the swearing-in ceremony at Lok Bhavan in Patna. He is also the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. Senior Janata Dal United leader and MLA from Sarai Ranjan, Vijay Kumar Chaudhary, and MLA from Supol, Vijayendra Prasad Yadav, were also sworn in as Deputy Chief Ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated and extended his wishes to Samrat Chaudhary on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar. Campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu. Top leaders of various parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold a roadshow at Nagarkoil in Tamil Nadu today. BJP leader K. Annamalai is campaigning at Singanallur. He accused DMK and Congress of working together against the welfare of the people. DMK Youth Wing leader and Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin held poll rally at Oddapidaram. NTK leader Seeman addressed public meeting at Alangudi. Single-phase polling will be held in the state on 23rd of this month. In West Bengal, senior BJP leader Amit Shah today addressed public meeting at Jalpaiguri and Falakta. He vowed the BJP government in the state will end cut money, corruption, stop cow smuggling, install fencing on the border, drive out infiltrators, bring the Rajbanshi language into the 8th schedule and deliver justice to the Gorkhas. Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed the people of West Bengal virtually on the occasion of Bengali New Year. She urged the people to vote in the upcoming assembly election to preserve the culture and religion harmony in the state. The assembly election in West Bengal will be held in 2 phases. The first phase of the election will be held on 23rd of April and the second phase on 29th of April. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India remains firmly committed to ensuring safe and unimpeded maritime transit amid global energy concerns. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that he participated in the Asia Zero Emission Community Plus meeting convened by Japan to deliberate on supply chain disruptions in the energy markets. He added that as a major energy consumer, India will work with like-minded partners to strengthen supply chain resilience. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has assured that there is nothing to worry about the Women Reservation Bill as all provisions have been carefully addressed. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said that every state has been fairly considered with provisions for an increase in the number of seats. His statement comes as Parliament has been reconvened from tomorrow till Saturday to discuss an important constitutional amendment relating to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. Meanwhile, India's first woman president, Pratibha Patil, has written a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressing her support for the Women's Reservation Initiative. In IPL cricket, hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Lucknow Super Giants this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Chennai Super Kings defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 32 runs in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.